Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Really mild.
Yeah, it is.
Like it, yeah.
Pleasantly surprised.
Presently surprised. And so we're going to get a dose of cold, a dose of winter again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything's melting.
It was nice. I went for a walk with the dog yesterday. And
yeah.
I dressed too warm. I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah. Kingston and I went for a good jaunt yesterday as well. Oh, you went and stopped down at the south location to save on foods too.
Yeah, stuff a cruiser. Thomas down there.
How's
he doing? Officer. Oh, they had a good amount of donations, but they could always use more, right?
He's up at the stadium today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pop in.
Savon Foods there in the parking lot. You can't miss them.
Say
hi. Got the truck out there with the lights on.
Lights going.
So.
I saw your post yesterday. I thought you were getting arrested.
Donnie was in the seat and he had the hat on, yeah. And he Tom let him push the siren and everything else.
Really cool. Jimi Hendrix, obviously he's not been with us for years. He's a member of the 27 Club, but his very short career was very prolific, and they seem to come up, dig stuff up every once in a while, and obviously in time for Christmas they're releasing a live album, live at the Los Angeles Forum from April 26, 1969. This is off of it. I left, it's a version of Purple Haze. The whole thing is pretty cool, but I left some of the talking in because I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
To hear Jimmy, like,
talking to the crowd and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. It's in here to get us going this morning.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We have our Christmas party tomorrow. And generally speaking, I'm not too concerned about our Christmas parties because it's us, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone sort of has this expectation that we're going to let loose.
We're a small group here at the station. Like, there's not that many people employed here.
No, but yeah. I do.
And it's like everyone knows what to expect. And
I do
generally
kind of worry a little bit about the perception of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're viewed in the building, right? Not that people don't have a decent idea of who we are already,
yeah,
right? But we can make it, trust me when I tell you, we can make it worse. And Jimmy has this complete inability to control himself when he gets a couple of drinks in him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he has this complete inability to actually stop. So, here's the issue with this year's Christmas party. Is our head of programming, who's
new,
I don't
job.
Really remember this ever happening. Do you ever?
No, the old guy never came.
I don't
think he was ever there for a Christmas party.
Yeah, because I don't remember.
I've been here 7 years.
Any of our managements being here, like, other than outside of this building for a Christmas party.
But he's new to the job. He wants to come and meet the team. And so he's decided to come on down for the Christmas party tomorrow night.
So we found this out yesterday, and immediately I was like, oh.
Because he might not know.
I've been thinking about that too, just so you're aware. So there's some regular people in this office that has said that they want me to do a striptease again this year at the Christmas party.
It happens every year.
It happens every year.
Every year we go to
our
Christmas party.
And I keep saying to them, that's not a good idea. I'm meeting the head of programming for the very first time.
We're already shocking. Like, mm-hmm. We're already hard to deal with.
Like, if you have a midget standing in the middle
little
of a
person.
Bar taking their clothes off, like half an hour after you meet them.
Typically, our Christmas parties start out slow, and then at some point, Jimmy chugs a bottle of sesame sauce.
Yeah,
that was our very first Christmas party.
And then takes his shirt off, takes his pants off, and then people do body shots off of him.
I usually keep my pants on. anyway, can you just...
Yeah, I've already been doing a lot of self-talk and going, yeah, it's not a good idea.
What about putting...
You should set a timer. Like,
I was going to say a timer or even a limit. Being like, I'm only allowing myself 8 drinks today.
Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah, no. Can't, no, that it's, I don't have Great, that.
I don't think there's a time period that matters, because if he only has an hour, he's going to chug 10 drinks in that hour, right?
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but a limit is not one of them. I think you need to exit stage left at some point. You have to have an out. You have to, like, okay, hey, I've got another thing. I've got this. I'm out of here. It's 8:30.
8:30.
That's the only safe time.
Dinner's not till 7.
That's a safe time for you.
I was going to say 8, but I was trying to be nice.
No, I think yours is usually 8:30, because as soon as you're on drink number 5, you start telling people really what you think.
Listen, he's going to find out anyways at some point. It's like when people start dating someone new and they try to put on a good front. Eventually, they're going to find out who you really are.
This guy is brand new to the job. He's never met Jimmy.
Eventually, he's going to find out who Jimmy is.
I get that. I understand that. And that makes sense to me, Grant. Yeah. And that's fine. But the problem I have with it is it's the first meeting. If he meets Jimmy and then Jimmy gets a little carried away at the Christmas party, has a couple too many drinks, and we have fun and everything like that, that's fine. But if Jimmy goes Jimmy mode at Christmas, like Christmas party, Jimmy, there's no coming back from that.
As long as he doesn't Jimmy rage,
it's like getting into a cold lake, right?
Yeah,
like you can either just jump right in and shock yourself and then just be mad the rest of the day and hate life, or you can ease yourself in, right? And then you get to wait around in the pool a little bit longer because you've climatized yourself. We need to do that with Jimmy. I don't think it's a good idea for you to give him full dose. Don't listen to him, because he wants to see the chaos.
I'm just saying that you can only hide it for so long, and eventually, you know, your true colors come out.
I get that.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go full Jimmy right out of the gate.
I mean, he's already, like, in his employee file has stripping on his resume in his company file, because you have to get your other jobs approved.
We've stopped doing that. No, but it's still on my permanent file. Whenever you make money outside of the show, we're supposed to get it approved by head office. So Jimmy sent the one in. He had a stripping gig last year. This was a new rule.
Yeah. And then the head of the CEO said, yeah, can you quit doing that? Just get it approved by your boss.
When he's doing a stag at, we don't need to do this
every time.
Yes.
Not full Jimmy. Okay.
No.
All right.
I've already done some self-talk. I've already got...
Well, that usually goes well,
I've already got...
You get 2 drinks in you, and that's all out the window.
Dyslexic self-talk.
Got an escape plan if necessary.
Yeah, you need to have an escape plan, is what you need. Get one of your buddies to drive by and pick you up, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do not listen to a word that Army Chris says, because he's going to have
He's
advice.
Our DJ. Yeah. For the night.
That's a mistake. We got head people coming and Army Chris is our DJ.
Hope you guys like...
Did anybody say
you guys like Kid Rock?
Did anybody say that might be a bad idea?
But I kind of get, like, he's the unpaid employee.
No, it's a bad idea. I keep seeing stories about this show Bluey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no idea what the hell this is. So I said to Grant yesterday, I said, what's this Bluey? And he goes, oh, you know what? That's actually a pretty good show.
As far as like a show, like the kids are into preschoolers, whatever, Bluey's the best one. It's an Australian show. It's a dog that goes on adventures. And I don't know. It's a good one for adults.
Has it got adult humor?
Kind of. It's hard to explain. Like, yeah, it's got things that will make you laugh as an adult watching it.
I remember thinking that I wasn't going to make it. When the daughter, my youngest, got into
Teletubbies.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The oldest one, not so much. That one didn't. That was like when they were infants, right? Mm-hmm. But then the younger one, she got into Teletubbies, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues was another one.
Oh, yeah, that one's still on the air.
Dora the Explorer. Dora, Dora the Explorer.
Dora, Dora, Dora the Explorer.
Swiper, no swiping.
Yeah, that one's not on anymore in our house. It was, there was for a long time, though.
Didn't she have a backpack that talked?
The Dora,
there was a talking backpack, yes.
Dora was a tough one because it hadn't been on the air since, like, 2007. But Nora was really into it, and she wanted a Dora-themed birthday party. But they haven't made the show in however many
so
years.
It's so probably like not topical.
At Value Village trying to find Dora stuff.
I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were some of the other ones that my girls would watch? There was one with a kid.
Did they watch Caillou? That was a horrible one.
Caillou never was on. Yeah, that one looked awful.
It was like he was a jerk.
He was a little jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he just whined.
Yeah, a couple of my nieces liked that one, and he was just a little jerk, and then they learned how to talk back.
Like parents I know wouldn't let their kid watch Caillou because he was such a whiner.
That one wasn't big. There was one that was on that they used to watch in the mornings before they go to school, and like she was like a superhero or something. I can't remember. And she had sort of a dorky sidekick.
Oh, I think I know the one you're talking about.
What the
hell
was it? That one I didn't mind because the kid was kind of funny.
Yeah,
like the dorky kid.
So with Disney Plus now, I've been trying to like work some of the shows I watched in.
Oh, okay.
So, like
South Park?
No. Not South Park, but like...
I could see you getting the kids watching South Park.
Recess is one I used to watch when I was younger. Bear in the Big Blue House. Do you remember that one?
No.
That one they just added to Disney Plus. Okay. So we've been watching that one.
The thing now is...
Arthur.
Is everything streaming. So yeah. Everything is on demand
it's
now.
All
oh,
there.
I remember Arthur.
Was
Arthur
it Kim Possible your kids
Kim
watched?
Possible! Yeah. That's what it was. They actually liked Kim. I think we had a Kim Possible birthday party.
Did you? Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, but this Bluey is like, there are like some dirty, subtle jokes in it.
Really?
It's Australian, so they don't care, right?
You should just full on Simpsons.
We do watch The Simpsons.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they like, because you know, when I was a kid, The Simpsons was like, whoa, kids can't watch The Simpsons.
Now
you look at it and you're like, this is pretty harmless.
Is it?
No. Yeah. Like the biggest issue back when I was a kid was like, he calls his dad Homer. Like, that's so rude. What do you mean, eat your shorts? Like, that's so offensive.
Well, Bart, speaking of little dicks, Bart's a dick, isn't he?
Kind of, but not that bad when you watch shows now.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty harmless.
That's funny that they're like, because my daughters would never, we never watched Simpsons.
No.
They watched kids, like very, none of these adult cartoon stuff. Yeah. Caffeine can apparently trick your brain into thinking that exercise is easier than it really is, which can enhance a workout performance. But, and you see that, the guys working out quite often, they'll drink like an energy drink or whatever before they go in. But, and I just thought it was just because it gets your body going, but it actually can, like, fool you into thinking that,
this is easy.
This is hard as it looks.
Well, maybe that's the same thing as all the, like, the shakes they drink before they work out. Because all that's doing is essentially what caffeine, like, it's boosting your, like, you get pumped up and,
yeah,
right, more aware and...
Like, I know a lot of the guys that are, like, in Monster Pro Wrestling that's, like, when they're working out, they're using the energy drinks.
And they're high-end athletes.
Yes.
Well, actually, a lot of them really work out three, four times a week, like weightlifting and all that kind of stuff. Like, they actually legit work out. Like, it's...
Which ones? Not in your crew.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going in a different direction than we thought it would go.
I've seen pictures.
I know which
it's
one you're
just
talking
disguised.
About. I know which one you're. No, like a lot of them, they work out and then like even like Massive. He used to be a professional bodybuilder.
Massive's sort of on the twilight of his professional career. He's in his 50s, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you, your body slows down at some point, right? It's a little more difficult. So, but just posted
drink.
A picture of your crew.
These not look like guys that work out.
Does not. That's not who we were.
Okay, the guy.
That's not who we're talking about.
The guy in the middle, right behind me.
We're talking about like if you go to a gym, you see. Like,
you don't see that.
Muscle freaks.
You don't see that, Jimmy.
The guy standing right behind me, he actually in the last 3 weeks
you're
has
not
lost
gonna let go
20 pounds. No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, listen. Good. I'm
drinks good. A lot of coffee is what Jimmy said.
Good luck with
Monster
your journey.
Monster Energy drinks.
Good luck with your journey.
Is there a sponsor there? Monster Energy for Monster Pro Wrestling.
Okay, let's get back into the other.
No,
I don't even know where to go with it.
We're,
no,
we're done.
Drink coffee before your workout.
I was going to say I've never thought of this. I've never thought, because I actually do, I work out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the gym thing, but I do work out. And
do
I never
drink
thought,
coffee?
I never thought to drink a coffee beforehand.
You should try.
I'm going to start working out with the Monster Pro Wrestling group. What gym?
It's our gym. The Lair.
Cruise News.
Alberta's Justice Minister Tyler Shandro is calling for RCMP Commissioner Brenda Lukey to be removed, believing she hasn't taken accountability in recent police matters. Tyler Shandro said they've had concerns about her for about a year now. Last month, the Federal Conservative Party also called for her to resign from her position. Shandro said they had concerns about her actions leading up to the federal government invoking the emergency powers during the Freedom Convoy and the blockades. Experts say this could be a way for Alberta's Justice Minister to promote a potential provincial police force in Alberta. So,
I think that's just a stupid idea.
The provincial police force?
Yeah.
It just seems like such a... Are they still on that?
Yeah, they want to do it. It's hard to say because like in Ontario it works, right? They got the OPP.
But Ontario's a lot bigger.
Yeah, what they're saying is they want the provincial police force to do, like, ticketing for speeding and things like that, and then let the RCMP handle the major crimes, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We already have a police force. Why not just, if it's not working to your satisfaction, or there are there in...
Try to work on improving that.
Why not spend the time and energy on...
Because it's going to be hundreds of millions to create...
To create a new one, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to build new buildings, you got to...
Everything. Hire people, train new people.
Yeah, like it just seems like such a...
Yeah, they need their own training facility to train their officers.
Seems like such a bad idea to me. How do you convince yourself that that's a good idea? I don't get it.
I don't get why they're so stuck on it, because it keeps coming back. Like when they do like polls and stuff, most people don't want it. But
Because people, the redundancy of it.
Yeah.
Right. It's got to be something going on there. There's something a little sketchy about why they. Anyway, good morning, Cruz.
Hey, Locke, how you doing?
Good. How are you, brother?
Not too bad. I have a question and also a statement about your guys' news report on the RCMP and provincial police.
Yeah.
Do we not already have a secondary provincial police called the Sheriff's Department?
We've had a few people text that in, yeah.
I've gotten a speeding ticket from the Sheriff's Department, so...
I don't know what level that is. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know anything about the Sheriff's Department.
The Alberta Sheriff's Branch is a provincial law enforcement agency.
But I thought they were just, like, they just transferred, like...
Well, it says they're not full police officers. They're peace officers.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the...
Well, see, now that's another question. We also have peace officers. You see the vehicles say peace officers on the side of them. You see the vehicles that say sheriff on the side of them. And then we have the RCMP. So I'm like, where are we going to spend these billions of dollars to create a fifth fucking police force?
Yeah. You know what I think? I think this is just another way of hiding money.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well be part of the mafia.
Well, just every time... Like a political party wants to do something like this, I'm like, okay, God forbid, I shouldn't even be bringing this up. But to me, the carbon tax is just another way of just like hiding fondly. It's just another way of sucking money out of us, and it's just another way of paying for things that they can't pay for with the taxes they already. So they just, and then when you fight it, when you go, "This carbon tax is stupid," they go, "So what? You want the planet to burn?" Right?
Well, I don't know. Carbon tax hasn't stopped me from driving.
Well, exactly. It's just, anyway. What was your name?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony, I don't know if they'll have enough time to even get, because if we're being honest, I'm not sure the UCP are set up to win.
Yeah, I agree with you, Locke. I'm not a political person at all. I look at it this way. It doesn't matter who runs this country or this province. They're going to fuck us every chance they get anyway.
You got the same theory I have about politics. They're all in this. Yeah. They're on the same canoe.
Therefore, I don't bitch, because I know they're going to get fucked over no matter who it is.
All right, Tony. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good day.
The Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So, my car is... It's not at its last legs. It's at the end of when I can wrap my head around
your last legs with it, because you're worried something will start going wrong.
Yeah, because I'm not good with cars, mm-hmm. and because I need a car just to start. I'm starting to get a little bit antsy about where I'm at. I'm closing in on 200K. I've had this car, the Subaru
Caravan,
it's a Forester, since 2015. And it's time. We sold my wife's vehicle, mm-hmm. because we're going down to two vehicles. But the plan
to
was
one vehicle
to go down to one. We had the two when we lived in St. Albert. We live in Edmonton now, and we're close to transit. Like the other day, I don't know. He bitches about transit all the time. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
got on the train, got off at Southgate, walked to the bus. Boom! Literally 2 minutes later, it's down the road. I had to walk a block to work. So convenient.
The difference was you had a 15-minute ride. I have an hour and 15-minute ride.
So lots of time to think.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm in the process of... Because I've got to psych myself up to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And
For
cars. So I'm at that point where, okay, I need to start thinking about what we're going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And even yesterday... So at the end of the show, I had to go and I got some letter about my battery, and mm-hmm. it didn't make any sense to me. So I went down to the Subaru dealership behind us, and I walked in, and I was actually going to start doing some shopping yesterday. And I walked up to the maintenance ladies and said, "Hey, help me. What's this? Are you guys replacing my battery?" And so they explained the battery situation with the Subaru.
There was an issue with drained batteries on them.
Something. Anyway, I think I've replaced the battery, so it doesn't even matter. So anyway. At that point, I was going to start shopping, and I was going to go talk to somebody, but I was like, I can't do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got my car and drove away.
You weren't in the headspace, eh?
Am I alone in that?
No, you need to be in the right space to start dealing, I think.
But then I started to think about, do I just get another Subaru, or do I...
Try something
here's,
new.
Here's my question, and this is a legit question. Don't say something silly. What do you, when you guys know me, and people who listen to this show have a, what do you see me driving? Legit.
Hmm. You're an SUV guy, because you need something to pull the trailer.
I have a hard time seeing you in a truck.
Yeah.
Like in a pickup truck. I don't see you in a pickup truck.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping you would say I was a truck guy.
No, because you used to drive a truck. We used to take...
I loved the F-150.
But it's just now that you have the dog and the trailer, you're
you can haul a trailer
man.
With a truck,
but you're an old man. Old men don't. You're an old man now. You were a young guy back when you drove the truck.
But I thought about that because you guys make fun of me for the Subaru, and I get the park pass and I stick it on there.
Yeah,
and
we just like to tease you.
But I'm not. And then we were looking at Subaru like
love.
Accessories.
It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Well, and you were pointing out all the things that you can get, and it just.
Yeah,
and we're so laughing because I have a Subaru,
yeah.
But I don't know if I'm a Subaru guy, if I'm the atypical.
Because like I was building, you could do like build your Subaru. So I was doing that yesterday, and the accessories you can get are like a bike rack, a bike lock, a bike, a kayak rack, like
just not Lachlan,
not things that you would.
Okay, 780-989-0957. Because I'm really torn. You know what I really liked was those Broncos, but I don't know if I'm a Bronco guy.
I could see you in a Jeep, like not a like a Jeep Cherokee or something.
I like the look of those new Jeeps with the that look like they have a truck bed.
Oh yeah,
have you seen those?
Like the Jeep trucks?
Yeah, those are cool.
I do enjoy those. Yeah, I can see you driving something like that maybe.
Yeah, it's time to flip out the Subaru.
The Gladiator,
is that what it's called?
Yeah,
it's time to flip out the Subaru. What do you see me in, Jimmy Trans Am?
No,
yeah,
no, totally, because you have the dog now.
The Firebird on the no, you. You.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. With the Firebird on the... Yeah. And it's got to be yellow. Pure it's, yellow.
And it would look really funny if
Jimmy
I had a
Trans Astro van.
And if I had a Trans Am with a handicap sticker.
All right. 780-989-0957. What do you see me driving?
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Start car shopping here soon. A legit question. What do you think I actually...
What should you drive?
Yeah, what do you... Like, if somebody said, what do you think Lachlan Cross drives? 780-989-0957.
Morgan said a Toyota 4Runner. Oh, I love the 4Runners.
I love the look of the 4Runners, yeah.
And the Toyotas run forever, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're always worried about... You don't want a vehicle that breaks down, right?
Toyotas go.
The 4Runners are awesome.
Subarus go forever, too.
They right? do, yeah. What's the love in them?
Lots... Lots of people are texting in about the Subaru that they like this. I wasn't
a lot of women.
Yeah. I love my Subaru. I truly do. And the thing with it is it's at 200K and it might go 400K.
Oh, it probably will.
But I don't have it in me to be the guy that replaces all the parts that need to be replaced once it gets to 250, 300, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm the guy. I'm the no maintenance guy. I want a car that starts, and I don't want any problems.
Tom said he can see you in a 98 PT Cruiser. That really? Actually works. I can actually really
with
see
a PT
that.
Cruiser.
A lot of people have texted in as well about the Ford Maverick, which I could totally see you in.
That's a truck, right?
Because it kind of looks
that's
like
a newer truck, right?
It kind of looks like,
but it's smaller.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like the truck version of your Subaru somehow.
Well, let me see that. Is it like the old Ranger? Is the Maverick the
they
new
actually
Ranger?
Make a Ranger now again.
Okay, yeah. Like the shorter back.
Yeah, short box, but compact truck.
But
yeah.
You also want something that's better on gas, like a hybrid or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't
when
mind.
You had the F-150, that's
but
one thing you complained
now.
About
I
all the time.
Well, that's why
was
I didn't
the
get
gas.
That's why I didn't get another truck, because if I was living in St. Albert, my gas would have been probably
a like, lot.
50% more than what it was with the Subaru, because the F-150, right? If you're driving a truck around, you're paying for gas. For
you sure. are in your 50s now and due for a midlife crisis. Gary said, get a Dodge Charger Hellcat.
There you go. Honey, look.
You can pull the trailer with that.
Yeah, we can pull the trailer with this. It's purple.
You have to put the dog in the trunk.
Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
It is American Thanksgiving today. One of the greatest excuses for Canadians to get together to day drink and watch football. Isn't it funny the holidays that we will adopt in Canada if it means that we can either drink during the day or buy cheap electronics? You know, the real Thanksgiving happened months ago, but here we are celebrating the American one today. The only difference, instead of going to see our family, we're going to see the regulars sitting at the wood. You know they'll all be there celebrating American Thanksgiving. Larry, Bud, the guy with the oxygen tank that doesn't talk that much. Those guys are your family today on American Thanksgiving. If you go to a bar today to watch football, you can legally call Terry at the VLT's daddy. One day only. So enjoy your football, your beer, and your turkey sub today. For tomorrow is Black Friday, and we shall fight to the death for a cheap TV. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Locker Room Candles. Give the gift of locker room scent. Three candles for the price of one, and the money actually goes to charity. Text Jimmy now for the link to shop.
Interesting story out of Winnipeg. If you saw this yesterday, you'll be happy to know that it was a statement put out by the Polo Park Shopping Center about this, and that Santa Claus wasn't actually arrested. So there's a picture of what looked like either security or police officers putting handcuffs on the mall Santa.
Yeah.
At the Polo Park Mall. And I thought it was real. Like, when I saw it, I don't know what...
Santa do this time?
What did Santa Claus do? Turned out that it was a misguided and awful joke from the security guards.
Okay, they were just trying to have some fun.
Yes, and of course, they did it during, like, working hours, like mm-hmm. when people are in the mall.
People are wandering around.
So how dumb kids is that? And
they're sitting there beating Santa Claus with a billy club.
Well, you didn't get a beating, but they did come and they handcuffed him.
Yeah, that's a little scarring for a child, hey, to see Santa getting taken away in handcuffs.
The tweet or the post, whatever it was, doesn't matter, that went viral was, I was just walking through the mall and someone's arresting Santa Claus. Does anybody know what happened? Like, legitimately asking.
Yeah.
What
did he do?
There's a lot of jokes here, obviously, mm-hmm. that we can, but I just thought, because I posted it on my social media when I saw the picture, saying, does anybody know where, like, why Santa was getting arrested at the Polo Park?
Because in Winnipeg?
I'm sorry, I lived there.
He's running a front.
Somebody arrest Santa Claus.
I can see that, like, especially yeah. there. I've been to the...
Anyway, it was just a practical joke, everyone. Santa did not do anything wrong in Winnipeg. All right?
Grant had a Facebook memory.
It was 5 years ago today. We interviewed Mad Mike Hughes for the very first time.
He passed away in February 2020, and mm-hmm. we had chatted with him, I'd say, 30, 40 times.
He was the man who went viral and was famous for building his own rocket to go to space to prove that the Earth was flat.
And it killed him.
Yep. He eventually did die in one of his homemade rockets.
One of his homemade rockets. So when he passed away, and we were actually legitimately upset that we lost Mad Mike Hughes, I went back to all our interviews, and I put together this short little montage of all of our conversations. And this will give you an indication as to why we miss Mad Mike Hughes.
Hello, it's Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mad Mike Hughes.
Yay!
Woo!
Well done.
You? Awesome job, buddy. I would like to point out that from day one, I knew you were going to strap your crazy ass to that thing and launch it. I knew it. I had a feeling it was going to happen. I knew it. And a lot of people didn't believe you were going to pull it off.
Well, that's the easy thing. You know, a lot of people don't have a belief in anything.
Now, how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm hurting, okay? I'm hurting. I'm telling you right now, I am three times the motorcycle rider and racer Evel Knievel ever was, and three times the daredevil.
Did you know Evel Knievel?
I met him a couple of times. I was pretty unimpressed. Oh, no, you're always welcome to call me. Your guys have been nothing but gentlemen to me. I appreciate it.
I would really appreciate it if you gave us a heads up on anything else you have coming down the pipe. Okay, big guy?
Okay, I'll tell you the next time I'm getting ready to jump some girl, okay?
Okay. that would be a report worth getting on the air, for sure.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I got enough going on. Jeffrey Epstein, man, I don't even think that guy's dead. But let me ask a bigger question. Is the world ready for Mad Mike Hughes?
True. I don't know if we are.
Yeah.
Well, I believe and I hope that I make people think. There is a lyric in a Jethro Tull song from, I believe, 1974. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And I want to make people do both.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Your wise men don't know how it feels.
Always quoting Jethro Tull.
Always.
To be thick as a brick.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place, and I'm after the raw truth on everything.
There we go. Rest in peace, Mad Mike Hughes.
Two.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
minute at the movies, but shorter.
Ridley Scott turning 85. We'll tie into that for the Midget at the Movies this weekend. Next month, we'll probably just do a bunch of Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Ridley Scott movies. I mean, you've seen...
I've seen a lot of them.
You would have seen, but some of them, like, I didn't realize Hannibal was a Ridley Scott movie. That came in.
He did Gucci, right? The latest...
The new House of Gucci is Ridley Scott.
Awful. I've heard it's bad.
Same. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that one. American Gangster, have you seen?
That's with
Denzel and Russell Crowe. That's a great movie.
That's a really...
You haven't seen American Gangster?
Whoa! Yeah. That's one of my favorite Denzel.
Yeah, me too.
Where he's like a head of a gang and...
He's an American? It's based on...
I see what you did there.
Frank Lucas, who is a big gangster back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Man, that is a really good movie.
That's a
good... Idris Elba's in that one.
Are there any texts coming in? Like, what are people leaning on?
That one's coming a couple times. Kingdom of Heaven. Most people are saying American Gangster. If you haven't seen that, now you need to see that. Yeah. Thelma and Louise.
Oh, that's right. That's...
You've seen that.
The Martian.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Martian?
I thought we made you watch The Martian for a while.
I was looking through the list. Yes, I have seen The Martian.
That's a great movie, too.
Yeah, that's actually really...
Legend came in.
Out of all of his movies...
Legend, that's the one with Tom Cruise, one of his first movies.
I don't know if I've seen that.
I think.
No, is it... Well, there's a couple Legends. Legend.
Which one's
Tim Curry's in the Ridley Scott one?
Yeah, and so is Tom Cruise. Because the Curry guy is the devil.
I don't know if I've seen that.
That looks brutal.
That was one of Tom Cruise's first movies.
Okay.
He was a young guy.
Darkness. Tim Curry's the devil. Seeks to create eternal night by destroying the last of the unicorns, which is Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise is a unicorn?
He plays a unicorn, I guess.
No, he played the guardian.
Can't believe I missed that one.
He didn't play the unicorn. He was the protector of the unicorn.
All right.
So watch that one. Everyone's like, Troy is like, I actually can't believe you haven't seen American
Gangster. This is why we've done Midget at the Movies, Troy.
Like, you've seen Black Hawk Down.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great
Training Day you've seen.
Actually, that's one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. You've seen... Please tell me you've seen Training Day.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to make you do American Gangster? I think
you have to.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie. You'll like it. You love Denzel. Like
if you put together a list of his biggest movies, that would be top five probably for most people, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's a good... You'll enjoy that. That's a good weekend. There you go. We got our Midget of the Movies.
Or in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Holy crap, Wayne Newton's hitting on Mom.
That show was announced yesterday.
Wayne Newton is coming to the River Cree March 2nd.
I'd go to that.
I didn't even know he toured. I thought he just did Vegas shows.
Well, so, apparently he's touring because he's coming to the River Cree
in
March.
Very exciting. He's now 80 years old.
That'll sell out.
I think so. He's a...
What was it? Because I said yesterday, I said there's some kind of Edmonton connection with old Wayner. What was it?
It was something to do with the movie Michael Maxis had filmed and Wayne Newton had a part in it or something.
Had a small role in it.
Yeah.
I thought he had some sort of connection to this... town or somebody related to Wayne Newton lives in Spruce Grove or something.
I couldn't find anything about that.
I remember the last time we talked about him, something like that sort of reared its surfaced. Yeah. Anyway, it's funny because jokingly and quite often when I send stuff to the boss or with an idea, he'll go no. And I get it because sometimes we come up with some stupid ideas. But I said to him, I said, hey, listen, we should do like a locker room thing where we go to Wayne Newton with some listeners. And he actually emailed me back right away and said, I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, he's like, hey, that might be a thing we have to do.
Yeah. So anyway, that there's nothing firm on that. It was surprising that we got a bite on that right out of the gate.
When I think of Wayne Newton,
I'd love to go to Wayne Newton.
I think of the clip you played from Vegas Vacation. Yeah, he was great in that movie.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, old Wayne Newton's coming to town.
All right.
The one thing that
maybe this is the cynic in me. The one thing that I've kind of learned over my time on this fine planet is that never, ever, ever, ever take advice from rich people. On money?
No. Nope.
Especially money. Because all they're trying to do is manipulate
things.
Because of the sheep. Mm-hmm. Like, they need us, right? Like, anybody with any money got there on the backs of others,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially if you're talking about large amounts of money. They had to take advantage of the system in order to fill their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody steps up and goes, you know what, you know, some billionaire steps up and goes, you make sure you do this.
You won't listen? So we were talking.
You should invest in crypto. I'm telling you right now.
We were talking last hour about you car shopping.
Well, I'm clicking out on the car.
Yeah, you're starting to look around, sniff around for a new car.
Well, and I want a car that speaks to me.
And then like 10 minutes later, we finish talking about that and this story pops up. Jeff Bezos says, don't buy a new car. So he issued a warning saying, you might want to hold on to your money, rethink buying the big screen TV, fridges, or cars.
You know what happened when the world went crazy and COVID happened and everything? Who got rich?
The rich.
The
rich got richer.
They find ways. I'm mm-hmm. telling you right now, you cannot trust. Jeff, shut it.
What's not to like about Jeff Bezos?
No one's listening to your money advice. At all.
They also, is this a new trend with these billionaires where they want to be loved?
Yeah.
Like back in the day, the billionaires were billionaires. You didn't really know who they are unless they were doing something awful. Now it seems like they all have this need to be loved.
Yeah, Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely falls into that category.
Bezos.
Yeah. I think Bezos is the most, out of all of them, all the big, the billionaires, the famous ones, he's the one that pines for.
He's thirsty.
He's very.
Especially with his ex-wife giving away all the money and stuff. And that he said, I'm going to give away all my money. Like,
no, you're not. Yeah. I still, to this day, I think she was trolling him. As soon as, because mm-hmm. she took half his money in the divorce, right?
Yeah.
She walked away. And I'll say this out loud. If you know anything about Jeff Bezos' wife, she was a wildly successful business person in her own right before she met Jeff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the two of them combining their wealth, that had an impact. So she walks away with whatever she walked away with. He walks away with whatever he walks away with. And she just starts throwing money out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking millions of dollars.
She's giving it all the way to charities.
Sure, and it all happened right after the divorce as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's trolling him.
Yeah.
She's totally trolling him. This is Show Local Some Love on 95.7 Cruise FM. We are joined by Colin Bruce from Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. Two L's and Colin. How you doing today, Colin?
Hey, good. What about you guys?
We're doing well.
Doing good.
Well. Doing well.
Good. Colin, let's start this out. We want to hear your Colin Bruce Mortgage Broker elevator speech.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people always ask, right, how it works with us. So, we're a free service. We're paid by the banks on the size of the mortgage, not the interest rate. So we try to get you as low as we can. And we don't get approved unless you're mortgage funds. So we want to get you approved. You know, that's really it. And we're part of Dominion. Dominion funded $74 billion last year. And our office funded $1 billion. So it's like, I was going to say the bulk shopping center. It's like you're buying mortgages in bulk, really, is what you're doing.
Is real estate still a good investment with the interest rates still going up?
You know, I mean, prices in Edmonton and Alberta have stayed relatively flat compared to last year over year. So, I mean, if you look at the peak in April, that's what the media focuses on. Yeah, prices are down, but I mean, year over year, they're pretty well flat. So, I mean, rent's going up too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's better. Right. You know, I think probably owning is better because at least you're building equity in your own home, but you just got to weigh in the factors of, you know, the cost to own for sure.
One thing that's happening in Alberta right now, Colin, is we're very aggressive with the immigration of especially Ukraine. And there's a lot of new Canadians in Alberta moving to Edmonton. And you have a program where you at least get them educated about the housing market and how things work in Canada, right?
Oh yeah, New to Canada program's great, right? Even if people are on a work visa, we can get them approved with as little as 5% down, right? So it just depends what countries they're immigrating from, because we can use like Equifax and TransUnion bureaus from those countries for credit. But yeah, if they have a little bit of credit built up in Canada, 5% down, we can get them approved on a work visa.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, very cool. A lot of people might not know this too. They think Colin Bruce, they think of houses, but you also work with people on vehicle financing, right? Like when Lachlan buys his yacht next to sail the North Saskatchewan River. You do vehicle financing, right?
Yeah, we have in-house vehicle financing. And you know what? That's helped us too, just on the mortgage-wise, because you'll get people who have co-signed for their kid's vehicle or have a vehicle that they're using for their company in their personal name, so a mortgage doesn't qualify. So we're able to restructure vehicle loans to get the mortgage approved. So yeah, and rates are good too.
I ran into that. I had to get one of the kids off of a loan.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Off,
yeah. That, well, it showed up and you were like, you explained the math and it was a quick phone call. Get the boy to pay that off because we can't have it sitting on our bank account.
What's the best way to find you online, Colin?
Yeah, if you just go to my website, colinbruce.ca, two L's in Colin, of course, or call me 436-2511-780.
Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, look him up. He'll help you out. I just actually gave a friend of mine your name and said, go see you. Yeah.
Hey, that is awesome. Much appreciated.
He owns his house outright. I'm like, what? I just found out we're having beers on the weekend. And he's like, yeah, no, I own the whole thing. I don't pay a mortgage. I pay cash for it. I'm like, who does that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have any kids.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thanks for your time, Colin. Yep.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. On time and under budget. Sounds like it, too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.